Have you ever been driving your car or in a store and you hear a song come on and you think, wow, I usually don't like this type of song, but I'm really feeling this one? Or on the flip side, have you heard a song that everyone seems to be really excited about and thought, I'm not really that into this. This music doesn't really do it for me. Well, welcome to Nitty Gritty of Ditties with Brooke. In this podcast, I want to help you answer those questions: why you love a song, why you love to hate a song, why you hate to love a song, why a song gets stuck in your ear like an earworm. And to do this, I'm going to look at the harmonic structure of songs, the melodic structure, a lot of the different music theoretical elements of these different pop songs, and to figure out why they make us feel the way they do. Music is a really powerful stimulus. It activates so many different areas of your brain that you might just find yourself really liking a song and not knowing why. It might activate that motor cortex, and you might find yourself tapping along to a beat, even though you hate the lyrics that are being sung. So I'm going to do a deep dive into a lot of different pop songs and other songs, depending on what my audience wants. If my audience decides they're big rap fans, big country fans, I'd be happy to do a deep dive into wherever this takes me and whatever music we want to understand, whatever music we want to dig a little bit deeper into to see why it's so compelling or why it's so repelling. I also wanted to talk about why me, why I as an individual was really compelled to start this podcast. First of all, I've always loved music. I think you can already tell that I have a passion for music. I've been singing since I could speak. Legend has it that my grandma has said that I've been a quote-unquote composer since I was 3 years old. She used to see me sitting in the corner of rooms writing songs by myself, which says a lot about how adult me is today, sitting in a closet talking about music by myself. But I digress. I have been a singer-songwriter since I taught myself guitar when I was 13. I studied music theory in high school and decided to major in music in college. I originally wanted to go down the composition route, but I did get really interested in theory while I was studying music at the University of Chicago. Their major program is really focused on theory and history and ethnomusicology, really getting a well-rounded sense of what music is made of. And then while I was there, I discovered my passion for music therapy. So after I graduated, I went and got a master's in music therapy from Lesley University, and I'm currently a board-certified music therapist. So I really wanted to bring what I think is a unique perspective of having this really strong music theory background, but also being really passionate about music therapy and how music makes us feel and the different physiological elements, the different physiological effects that music has on us. I think that those are really interesting, and I wanted to bring this into a pop world, into the mainstream music world, and see what kind of music makes us tick. So that is why I decided to do this. I'm really passionate about music. I'm really passionate about, how it makes us feel, how it affects us. So I hope that you enjoy listening to my ramblings about my passion.
All of this is just to say I'm really excited about this, and I hope you are too. I'm really excited for the next few episodes I'm going to put out, so I hope you stick around and listen. Thank you for your time already, and I hope that maybe you can give me more of it. Thanks so much.